This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay. Upirish HaKosef, we're holding over here. Kolonika b'shmil chvoidi. What's a lema? So what's the, he's trying to explain what the pasuk means, kolonikr shmi lechvoidi. What's a lema? Hanikr b'shmi hayna mina nushi shenikr b'shmoy shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't say anywhere the mina nushi as much as of the mina nushi. Whether you have Bitzalm Alekim or you have Alekei Avram, Alekei Yitzchak, there's an association of Shmoy Yisbarach with the Bria. But to lema k'moy shnikar kadosh baruch hu kadosh, kach yikara tzadikim kadosh. V'chein shah shem shnikar kadosh baruch hu, nikar kadosh baruch hu tzadik, nikron kena tzadikim. V'lefikach ha-tzadikim nikroim al shmoy shnikar kadosh baruch hu. I want to explain a nekuda here. Shmoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always associated with the mid of Malchus. It says that one of the reasons why is the Mida that's the Sheirish of the Bria called Malchus. Of all the Midas, the one that's seen as the Sheirish of the Bria of everything is Malchus. And the reason is because to be a melech, you need to be of that min. There's a very interesting, almost paradox. You can't, a man cannot be the king of the chayas, of the behemoths, because it's not of the same kind. Mekerev achicha tosi melech, a melech has to be of the same min. Meirich Gisa, the Maral says countless times, that a melech is a nivdol. So it has to be shaykh to it, but he's beyond it. Now, certainly in absolute sense, there's no such thing, it's rubbish. There's no such thing that, you know, where it's same, whatever it is. But the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu shtelled avek in the Bria, it had to be that Adam, the mahalach had to be that Adam is of the same ilk, because that's the only way you can express Malchus. So a melech b'li am is given as the reason why they needed to be a Bria. An am has to be of your ilk. It has to be something that has a tzad meshutif. So that's why any name that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is called has to be shayach to minanushi in some way. So of course, this is all in the context of a Bria. It's all in the context of the Metzias as we have it. It's not, this had to be that way, a Libet Emes and so on. But this is the way the Metzias is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Tzadik, and Tzadikim, and Tzadik Vich, and Tzadik Nu HaShmosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My father once told me a vart. I had a vart, I don't know, I forgot where was that. It says, Shir Hashem Shir Chodosh Tilose Bikal Chasidim. So they say, you need to find new tishbachos for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the old ones, the chassidim, have already given to the rebbes. So anything you said about HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meshaveach is no longer good, because the chassidim now have, you know, it's the rebbes can also do it. So you have to find new shbachim for it. But like upon him, all the inyanim that are here also have are called. So you have two types of nivroim, kol hanikra b'shmi, which means they serve as the mahalach of the am, and then you have other nivroim that serve as the kavod of Yisbarach. So the mashal, a king, his am is people like him, you know, of his time. His kavod is the chariots, the horses, the davodim, all sorts of various that belong to him, but not b'teres melech anam, but b'teres kvoid malchusa and so on. The ama brosev yitzativ afasisiv, zecha shol zeshoines, bria yitzir asiya, vesha shol mael gilantvara. Kasha taskal b'maise breishis timotze el gimel shoines eshpini froim. Vosloch bria, it says bara lekir shayin varetz, vayivu kimis taninim, chena adam says vayivu kimis adam, ve'elu gimnis kal shim bria. So, shemayin varetz, adam, and taninim. Loshi yitzir, it says by behemis v'chayis, Vayetzel lekimas chayes haaretz lemino. V'chein sa adam loshi tziro also. It's a kimas adam asim adama. V'loy nimtze yoysa. V'loshin asiya nemetze rakia. Shem vayasa kimas rakia. It's a maras si vayasa kimas shem oiris. It's chayes haaretz si vayasa kimas chayes haaretz. It's adam says nas adam mitzalmeinu. So adam has all three lashoynes. Bria is miyuchat to these three and so on. Upirish. Kiloshin bria nemar ala tsura hanivdela saloikish hadavak bidroi. Vizer ki haodom ksibe feiris betzalakim osas odom. Shetetem is a kidovak bitsuras haodom inya loiki. So let me just explain a minute how the Loshin bara gets there to bria's is for that. The bria. When I look at something that is clearly a bria from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what this, when I look at something that there's no way it could be except from a Bayir Olam, so I see a pu'ula of Bayir Olam attached to this. When I take a look at something that I could do, so I don't really see a pu'ula that I'm capable of doing is not something that I lehed yisir, Kodesh Baruch Hu. I could associate, I could say who did it, Kodesh Baruch Hu did it, but I don't see that in the pu'ula. It's not locked in, and certainly not asiya. So we have different mahalchim, depending on the pu'ulas of Kodesh Baruch Hu, bria is a pu'ula where you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Etzem Pu'ula. So in the only place, in Bria Sa'olam, we see it in the Sherish of the Bria. You know, it's the Etzem Bria, the Yesh Me'ayin of the Bria as a whole, that's one. We see it in Adam, then I'll explain more. V'chein v'shrayim v'arash in Klal Ha'olam, in Sojvan Yat Loiki. So there you have an Inya Loiki that's Tavik in it, or Lekach Ksiv Loshin Bria. וכן התנינים הגדולים, שלושים פרשים תנינים גדולים, או לפי גודלם, עד שהם בריאה נפלו, דובר לוקי, נמצא שם בריאה. The תנינים הגדולים are some sort of unusual בריאה. It's something that is shaykh to different mitzias, whether it's lebyasim, whether it's that. תנינים גדולים is something that is of a different order of בריאה. Those are shaykh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's true HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the grass, but there's nothing in the grass, there's no chisemis in the grass of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bria. That's one. For loshin yitzira nemala tzura, shimud bas b'choyma, v'zel loshin yitzira, shim loshin tzar tzura, she'en atzura efshal lamad rak b'choyma, wa noisei. So anytime you have a tziruf of chaymer and something beyond it, that's why you'll use the lashon tzura. So it is something that has more. So it's something that has more of a. You see the one who did it, who made it, because there's a tesefis of a tzura on it. Lamashal. If I take wood and I put it together in a way that's a table, the wood is a physical piece. The table, Shabbai, is a musik. It's an idea, a place where you sit, work, eat, and so on. So the tziruf of the two is something. It's not just a mechanical, you know, forming of something, but it's rather I'm putting together two inyanim. I'm putting together a kli with a thing. Kedua v'nir shabayim b'chayis yishem tzur mutbas b'chayimah, ulekach nema itzal zeloshin yitzira. V'cheina other mishat tzura shum das b'choyme. Avagat shetzor leikis nevdelis. Mikomo kam yeshat tzura chamris gamkin ela adam, shi tzura mut bas b'choyme. Shebeshvil oysi tzura ksiv loshem v'yetza likim. V'eina pirish k'lo shayach zarak etza adam etza behema, ki gam el kol anivroi mish tzura das b'choyme, etza adam etza behema nir b'yoysa kach kozul oshem v'fat etza. So again, in an animal, you see the concept of the animal is a different. It's a tzura. In a grass or an earth, it's not so nikkud the tzura shaboy, and therefore you don't really see a maisa of yitzira. Masha ein kein in other and behema. These are certainly more than the sum of its total of its pieces. Then it's something. It's more than the sum of its parts. The foot, the hand, it comes together, comes integrated as a nubria. That's where it's shaykh to have the loshen yitzira. The loshen asiyik kasev etz arakia etz amoyos de sheyesh elu yesh guf mazir veikar shem hu aguf. So ada, but the ikar heken these is the guf. The figures of Loshen Vayas, Loshen Zenem Alakuf. The Chain Eitzel Chayas, Sheshem Choyme Vitzur, Vnika Choyme Vatzur Bishove, Gachno Shasir, because again, the goof is boiled. Vitzira, Vitzira, Vodan Nemashloshen, Vitzir, Sir, Nikishoshen Korb, Adam Bishove, Lefikoch, Nemashloshen, Harelocha Gimel Dvorim, Shinemorim Bibria. When the Bale Chochmas Pnim use this lashon to convey their inyanim, it also means it's a similar idea, just taken in a different way about the halakim of hanhaga, where it's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the most visible entity, the halakim where you see something higher being mischaber and so on. All these inyanim in when we talk about Bri Yitzir Asir, it's the same yachas, just talking about different things. Obeperik el atreifis.
Can I just ask quickly? The Gemara says that these three.
Sure.
I'm sorry. The Gemara says that kishloshten nikarim ba'adam b'shaveh.
Now I can admit.
Sorry. Now the Maral says kishloshta nikarim ba'adam b'shava. All three of them are apparent ba'adam shava. But it seems to be that Chazal and the Anshei Knesset Hagdola, when they came to kind of making brachas, like the nusach seems to be much more speaking about yitzira by Adam, asher yatzer sa Adam b'chachma, asher yatzer, you know, by sheva brachas. Also, yitzira seems to be much more of like the dominant. Predominant lashon which is used, even though he says kishloshta nikarim ba'adam b'shava, but legavi matbea habrach, yitzira seems to be more.
So I think the reason is, we're talking, in other words, our when we make a bracha on Adam, so. A bracha, I guess, is more specific. In other words, the yotzar in each case, you're talking about something a lot more specific. A person has a varim that absorb the food, push out the food, etc. Adam and Chava. There's a lot more focus on the pu'ula, on something about it. You know, it's bere, when we make a bracha on Bar Pri Adam, Bar Pri Eitz, and Bar Pri Agafen, etc. Over there, we're talking about the Etzem Mitzius coming into the world. And there's a Maila, there's a Chisorin. The Maila is, we recognize a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but when a person is Oymid a little bit on the Yitzira, he's Oymid on the Prote Advarim. And I guess there's a certain amount of use on that a person is Oymid on his own self, on the fact, on the Chibur, of a goof and something else. Could be that's why. I don't know. I don't know for sure, but it could be that's an Indian why. Or Perikala Trefis, Amir Shuma Levi, Komai Sibrajim Koy Masu Nivru, Bedaita Nivru, but Sivyanim Nivru. Shnema Kulla Shan Vos Hotzvom, I think it's from Sivyanim Atkan. Birash is Alpirish, but Sivyanim Bidmusha Bachulahem.
Adkan. Upirs Gamke Bedaitum Shadilam Shivaru. Vemna Osulase. Upirs Rachak Moitze. It's very hard to understand what it means. Rashi's hard to understand that they agreed and wanted it and so on. I think the Medaitum that he means over here, Vehemna Osulase, it's very cryptic what it means exactly in Rashi. I think what it means is, I mean, obviously you can't ask something if it wants to be what it's going to be. It's almost it's a conundrum. I mean, you know, A can't be, you know, you can't ask A if he wants to be A. It's by definition not like that. But I think what it does mean is the mashal, every nivra has a rutzen to be miskayim. There is nobody, unless a person is ill, emotionally ill, that you ask him if he wants to exist, and he'll say, I have to think about it. Yeah, somebody who's lo'aleinu, emotionally exhausted or whatever, but a normal person wants to be miskayim. Every bria is nichalei in being a nivra and wanting to be miskayim. So that's a certain bedaitum. Ve'na'osulaza means it's built into Nivraim is they want to exist. They want to exist the way they exist. Al v'yeshchol adas, he's speaking about the shleimusa mason. Yeshchol adas, ke'apirush abar, ke'atzoloyma, she'kol evram nivru shleimus kremasam, v'loy she'termi ke'mitchilo yektanim, v'achar kecho yevdoylim, k'may egel v'nas eshar, v'ak mitchilo nivru shor. In other words, it didn't develop. The mitzias that it came to the world is the shayer shalim, and then an eagle to develop. Upirish bedaiton, ki kasher nivra adam arishon tekev nivra besichloi, v'loy k'moy tinik she'ein bo das v'achak mekabla das, v'af eagle v'keves ein bo das mitchilas priyosei k'mo sheyesh lahem kasher nasa shor v'ayil. Ve'ein elashu al adas kashnoi k'moshesh v'acharkach, ve'chein the kulam, al b'maisa breishis, ma'sheyesh lahem b'sof el metchilas priyosei. So they all were created perfect. They all were created fully developed. U'pirish b'tzivyoinem b'yoyfish lahem, ki kol b'achayim yesh la tiferes, So everything was created with its final mitzias. The reason being, be'etzem, that it's the other way around. Its final mitzias is its real mitzias. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, for whatever reason, he wanted a shor around the bria. He wanted a shor. The fact that to give birth, you need to start with a little guy and him develop. That's a chreach mikoach the issues with hayloda. But lemaisa, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted was this. So he created a world that he wanted. The hemsh of the puravu had to be in an oif like that for mechanical reasons, basically. Be'elu gimel dvarim zochneg achoyme v'atzura u'kneg in loike shtovek b'nivroyim, she'en l'dav v'ze eirim achoyme shesh b'chol nivroyim, u'lefikach oma b'koymose nivru, v'ze k'neg ar guf, she'mekabla koyme gashmis, k'echekim she'echim l'geshem. So koyme, distance, height, are all physical dimensions. The Oma Bedaiton Kenegatsura, Kimatsura Zaisnim Tzadas Chobalachayim. The Tzura means in this case what you are, what your Metzias in this world is. The Ein Sofik Adas Yeshemus Anefesh, the Atsura Chol Nimtsa, Meshakoyim Yeshemus Aguf, Kahadas Yeshemus Anefesh, Gam Nefesh Ledas Leitoy, Ulefikom Bedaiton Ivru, Vapir Vayoifi, Dover Zomit Sad Inya Loike Shesh Bibria. Gashmi So the all the halakim of the bria started out b'shleimus. That's what it means. And like we said, that's it's appropriate because that's the etzem bria. Everything else should fit in automatically. So the Bria was came into this world shalem, saimitzad the guf, saimitzad the higher part of it, and saimitzad the inner loiki. All of it started out b'shleimus. When drawn brew ma'oid, when something was a cloud. When connected gimel pomim malachtos and skar vaychulu, vaychalakim malachtoi, vaychalakim malachtoi, malachtoi, kivoy shavas, mikol malachta shebora. So the three different inyanim are connected the three different levels of bria that Kashbar created. The physical chelik, the higher chelik, and the chelik that's a loiki. In other words, why is it afasisiv? So brosiv yitzartiv afasisiv. What's the af? So he says very simply. In other words, mele the higher parts. We could say that that's all Kamsa Kodesh Baruch Hu. But what about the guf? So he says. So basically, this passage packs everything. Everything has a heker in it that it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sai mitzad its guf, sai mitzad its high part, sai mitzad its pe'er, and so on. And therefore, everything is there for Kvoide. Kvoide meaning it displays a Kadosh Baruch Hu's godless in the bria. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Good.
Thank you.